evening, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, and it is Coach's Corner. We are at Stroud's Barbecue. It's a beautiful Thursday evening. It's dark. It's cold. There's snow in the forecast. It's December, and it's supposed to be. If you're expecting 80 degrees, you're in the wrong county. Garth Bolin's here tonight from Gateway Tire. I'm sure. How many tires you changed today, son?
You know, we changed over 100 tires today.
I'll tell you what. I bragged on. You're gonna give me the gentleman's name in a minute. But my car, my little Mercedes, had little inflate tires. Kept blinking at me. I went, okay, I'm going over. So go to Gateway Tire Tuesday. I'm in a hurry. I've got to be in Smyrna a certain time. I pulled in, and young man was doors number four. And I said, I pointed the tires. He said, pull right up. He said, I'll take care of it. Didn't ask. I just pointed. He gets his little gauge out, gets his air, pulls out, zip, 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 zip. Little flashing light goes off on my dashboard. He goes, you're ready to go. I said, I am. In and out, less than 2 minutes. He said, have a great day. And I said, I just did.
Well, that would be Todd Lester. And Todd is one of our valued techs that have been with us for over 20 years. You know, Stormy, we've been very blessed. One of the things that you've noticed over the years that you've been coming in is you see the same faces time and time again, and you know that's what that's just a blessing, because in today's age, when I show up in the mornings, I don't have to worry about who's going to be there. They're there. So been very blessed. Williamson County's been great to us, and in return, we try to give back with what we do with high school sports.
Well, it sure makes a difference, and it was nice to be able to go in and know my tires are inflated properly and my car has been maintained properly. And that is one less thing this young man or gentleman, I call myself either one, has to worry about, has to be concerned with. So it's always great. 771-7080 is the number. You could call her and you could bust her or answer the phone. John answers the phone. Your wife answers the phone. Garth answers the phone. Either way, you'll get a happy smile, and things will work well.
Well, I want to apologize now to our listeners. I sat next to a gentleman that's on the air with me tonight, Tuesday night, that was complaining about having something in his throat, and I believe I've caught something from you, Stormy.
Well, I'm on medication, too.
I don't know what you're taking. Maybe I need to take it, because I woke up this morning, and I literally...
Yeah.
I don't have much of a voice.
I feel like a truck hit me, and I still do, but we're gonna power our way through this show, and we'll make it work. Jason Tomlin's on the board. Jason, I just sent you a text. Want something I sent out earlier? You can kind of verify that. But we're gonna have a great show tonight. Garth has got Garth, I mean, you don't have much of a voice left, but this is good because your buddy Ron Brock, the head coach of the Lady Page Patriots, is going to be over here. He's going to bring a couple players with him. I think Faith and Lily Wilkins is going to come with them, sisters. No, they're not twins. One's a senior and one's a freshman. And we're going to have some fun asking them some sister questions, some basketball questions, and just have a good time here at Stroud's Barbecue. Want to kind of review a couple things here in the bio on the Brentwood page this morning, just kind of FYI. Some of the accolades that they've got, some of the accolades that were for football, they were finalizing this for the year. And let me give you kind of an update on this. The team of the year was awarded to Page, and what a great job Coach Charles Rathbone did with his Page Patriots. And they went a long way, lost a heartbreaker to Beach, but got all the way to the quarterfinals, and what a fantastic job they did this year with Michael Burdick and crew at Page, the Page Patriots. Kay Walker at quarterback. He's just a junior. He's going to be back, so they're going to be strong next year. Team of the year was Page. The player of the year on offense was Jarrell Wilson, better known as Woo Woo, from Centennial, running back. He's going to go to Austin Peay. He just lost his coach today, Will Healy, who's going to Charlotte, and I can't remember their. They're the 49ers. There you go. There's their logo. But Jarrell Wilson is going to go to Austin Peay, where Terry Merrill is an alumni. I want to shout out to Terry. We know he and Lucy are listening. They're on special assignment, a special medical assignment And I appreciate Terry lining things up for me and letting me rock and roll tonight here at Stroud's Barbecue. Coach of the Year is Coach Ron Crawford from the Brentwood Bruins. What a fabulous year the Bruins had. Also an emotional year, Garth. Think about the upheaval. When have you ever seen a team lose, I mean, they lose a player in mid-year, and Lucas Davis, which was one of their stars. He was a four-star athlete. And then next week they had a kid to transfer, a starter. So you lose two of your top 22 players, and yet you had the final year that they did. Coach Ron Crawford, he knows how to get his players staying and playing in a congruent, cohesive environment. And his word would be consistency. That's Coach Ron Crawford, Coach of the Year. The defensive player, and I've got an unusual one here for you, the defensive player of the year in football was the entire Franklin defensive squad.
Really?
I stopped because I want you, you look under the entire Franklin defensive.
When does that happen before?
Never, ever. And I thought it was well deserved because Coach Donnie Webb is known as Coach D, and the bottom line is he had a really, really good unit this year. Congratulations to that squad. Matter of fact, one of the players on that squad, Cooper Paul, his granddaddy and his mom are sitting right here. And so I know they're bursting with pride, and they should be. And congratulations to the Franklin Rebels this year on a much improved year, and it was all because of one word, defense. The offensive players of the year, the players was Nathan Cisco, Ethan Cash, T.J. Sheffield, and Isaiah Collier for the Independence Eagles. And if we saw them play, wow, some of the nights they had, some of the numbers they put on the board were just unbelievable. So congratulations, that's the Wilco players and teams of the year. Well done. We appreciate Corey Woodruff and the great job he does at the Franklin home, Franklin and Brentwood homepage. Also, something we want to hit on right here, if you don't mind, is the John Mayer Builder Scholar Athletes Award. We've got two of them, and Garth, this rarely happens. We've got two from the same school. Graham Meyer from BGA, she plays lacrosse and soccer. 4.44 GPA.
You don't even know how to spell that, Stormy.
That's true. I can't spell GPA. The bottom line, 4.44 is amazing. She's been a soccer camp counselor. She does the One Team, One Goal special needs projects. They said this is the consummate team player. The lady just not know how. They said she has no quit in her. She's the consummate team player and one of the most selfless people you've ever met. So congratulations to Graham Meyer, BGA, also from BGA. I don't recall ever having two from the same school. Zach McCullough played on the defensive. He was defensive backfield for Coach Rock Batten and the BGA Wildcats, and they got all the way to the finals. They ran into a buzzsaw with a school called CPA, the Lions. Congratulations to Engelbart and his crew. But Zach is a renaissance man. I mean, he plays football and baseball. Had a 3.81 GPA, National Honor Society, Mu Alpha Theta, the Math Honor Society was something I would have never been even considered for. And last but not least, he participates in FCA. So congratulations to both of the John Mayer Builder Scholastic Athletes and a great job that they have done.
Yeah, and a special shout out there to John Mayer. They're fine people, and what they do for Williamson County sports throughout the year too, and leading up to that scholarship. I've been honored to be able to attend those the last few years, thanks to Derby and Williamson Herald having me. And I tell you what, they do that upright. And shout out to John Mayer. They're good people.
Yep, had the pleasure of, and unfortunately had the privilege of being invited. Had a conflict in my schedule. Matter of fact, it was on a Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, Thursday nights, where are we? Right here at Stroud's doing Coach's Corner each and every Thursday night. Have been for 10 years, believe it or not.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Whether you want it to or not. Also, let's do a quick recap here of the playoff in high school football. We had two teams that made it to the finals. Three teams that made it to the finals from Williamson County. Two teams won. CPA won 41-21, as we mentioned earlier, over BGA. And CPA just absolutely, Engelmart, the job he's done, had 31 seniors. And what a fabulous squad he put together. Watched them play last year against Independence and played at Indy. And it was one of the rare times Independence was manhandled. And these were juniors then. This year they're seniors. And I sat right in this chair first week in August, and Terry said, and as Terry will do, so, you got any picks for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Bowl already, which is kidding. And I said, yeah, CPA, write them down as winners. I got one right. Congratulations to Brentwood Academy coach Cody White and his Eagles. They put a 28-6 shellacking on the MUS Owls.
You lost that one, didn't you?
I was going to say the dummy from Memphis picks the dummies from the Owls. And congratulations, Coach Cody White. They finished 11-2 and won their fourth in a row.
That's unspeakable. You know, how many did Ensworth have? Ensworth had three. I can't remember exactly how many they had.
Ensworth had four in a row, according to our statistician behind us, Johnny Hunley.
You know, that's Brentwood Academy is just a machine. They turn it out year after year. You know, hats off to the Eagles.
Oh, I'll just say this before we go on any further. They found a new, this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, they found a new sponsor for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Bowl. It's going to be Aquafina, the water company. Because there's so many teams in it, they watered down the process. Okay, that's supposed to have been funny. Nobody's laughing. Well, Aquafina is the water company. They've watered, never mind. With so many teams, nine different divisions. Okay, Michelle got it. Thank you. I was waiting for her to smile. Thank you very much. But, I mean, with nine different teams, it needs to be four. There's too many. Only people, there's two people getting rich in the TSSAA with all the receipts and the trophy house company, whoever gets all the receipts on all the trophies. But bottom line is that's too many. They need to get it back down to four. Because I'd like to see CPA play BA. Now,
yeah,
think about it.
I don't know that we'll ever be able to see that opportunity.
Yeah, because of those two, write it down, CPA would have beat them. Cody White's going to get mad, but CPA would have beat them. Well, barbecue, it's a Thursday evening. It is cold, it's dark, and it's a great place to stop in if you want some fantastic barbecue on your way home. 615-595-0200. Call them in advance. Marshall and his crew are back there. They'll take your call. Have your order ready. Come through the drive-thru. Rock and roll. Go home. You know you don't want to fix dinner tonight after a long day at work. Stop by Stroud's. If you need something catered for the Christmas time, there's still plenty of time to get in touch with Stroud's. They will cater between 5 and 5,000. 615-595-0200. You can feed a family of four for $15.99. Garth, what are you thinking about on the menu? You eat over here two or three times a week.
I love coming over here. I was saying the other night on the air, this is one place that you can come that, you know, you don't have to necessarily just have barbecue.
That's right.
You know, like Michelle and Johnny having tonight, they've got baked potatoes, the loaded baked potatoes, which are great. I love the nachos. Then I leave out here a lot of times with BLT and French fries. So, I mean, you know, they've got great hamburgers, you name it. They've got something literally that you just don't have to have the same thing over and over.
Love
salads are good.
Love being at Stroud's. Y'all come by. We're right behind the MAPCO, right in front of the rec center. Coach Ron Brock and players, so I think it's Lily and Faith Wilkins, are coming to here shortly, and we're going to have some fun with them. Hey, so I also want to mention a shout out. Since we're congratulating all the other players from Williamson County, let's talk about two other Williamson County players, three actually, that stood out last Tuesday night, and I don't mean in high school. I'm talking about in college. Let's start with Jenny Roy, played for Brentwood. She's starting for the Belmont Lady Bruins, and they won over Lipscomb handily. I think it was 83-39 or some ridiculous score. But Jenny Roy, this is her senior year. What a great job Jenny's done for the Lady Bruins. And then in the Battle of the Boulevard, Belmont squeaks it out, won twice this year. It's rare they win both back-to-back. 76-74. Congratulations to both Grayson Murphy, former Independence player, and Garrison Matthews, former Franklin player. They went at it, 76-74.
Well, you know, you're talking about not only three fine basketball players, but you're talking about three fine individuals.
Yeah.
And they're with, you know, class programs, you know, Garrison at Lipscomb, and then Grayson at Belmont. So you've got Coach Bird, you've got Coach Casey Alexander, who's a personal friend of mine, you know, and, you know, for what those two young men are doing for their programs, both of them starting. I mean, if you look at Grayson, he's a redshirt freshman, but he was injured last year, so he's starting as what I would call, you know, even though he's a redshirt freshman. And Belmont is actually starting, I think, three freshmen. And Case, my son Case, had an opportunity to play AAU ball with several players on both. Caleb Hollander, who starts for Belmont, played with Grayson for a period of time. And then for Lipscomb, he had an opportunity to play with Kenny Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to ask Kenny. Yeah.
And then Rob Marbury and my oldest son Chance played together at Franklin Road Academy. So I know a lot of the players on both squads, and, you know, had an opportunity to go to the first battle of the Boulevard this year, saw that, and Belmont squeaked that one out. Last year, Lipscomb defeated Belmont twice, so Casey had the upper hand. Now, the hard thing to believe about that is the fact that both of those games were so close, but you've got Lipscomb, which this year is a very experienced team, made the NCAAs last year for the first time ever, and they've got an experienced squad. A kid that you also didn't mention that's now coming back off the bench is Nathan Moran.
Well, thank you for doing that.
And, you know, he was injured last year, and he's been, you know, he's battled injury the entire time he's been, but he's a fighter, and he's coming off the bench now, and he comes in and subs, and he had a huge game the other night, and he also had a big game when they defeated TCU, which is a ranked team. And Nathan Moran is coming off the bench, and I wondered how that was going to take its course. Certainly, Garrison Matthews, he's the man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to get you 20-plus every game. I think he is setting a record right now for the most ASUN player of the week. He's said
seven or eight.
Yeah, I think he's close to having the record. And what he's done, I mean, I go back to remembering Garrison when he played at Grassland. You know, tall, very physical player, really didn't shoot the ball that well all the way up through Franklin. He muscled his way around the basket because he was so physical. He got that from playing football. Could have gone and played college football.
Could have played a wonderful
It made a great tight end.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just goes to show when he went left Franklin and was not a great three-point shooter to what he's doing now at Lipscomb. The kid's going to play ball overseas. I mean, there's several players on Lipscomb's team and Belmont's team that'll play at the next level. Probably not NBA players, but they're certainly going to be pro players overseas and make a lot of money doing so. You know, I can't speak enough about what Casey Alexander has done for Lipscomb. On the other hand, you got Coach Bird, that team is very inexperienced.
Right.
And, you know, they're picked to win the OVC this year with basically a group of freshmen.
That's true.
So, I mean, the big question is this, and let's just throw this out there. How much longer is Coach Bird going to coach at Belmont? And would Casey Alexander ever go back to Belmont?
Coach Bird's going to coach as long as he wants to coach.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I know,
but,
I mean,
he, you know, how much longer does he want to coach?
His quality of coaching, he could coach at Duke, Kansas, Memphis, you name the school, upper echelon, Kentucky. He's that good a coach.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. He's one of the finest coaches that you'll ever meet.
And gentlemen.
And a gentleman. And he's friends with Krzyzewski and those guys. He's in that circle. He's very much respected, even though he's not, he's at a mid-major. He's not at a major program. Let's face it. I mean, you know, when you want to consider yourself a major program, then student body's going to have to factor into all that, and then you're going to have to go much deeper in the NCAA tournament. But he's in that inner circle. He's in the coaches' fraternity of the who's who.
That's right.
And he's deservingly there for a reason. My biggest thing is, you know, nothing against Lipscomb. They've got a great program, and they're improving their facilities. They're, you know, they're in the process of building new dorms for the athletes, et cetera, et cetera. But when you got a young Casey Alexander that's up and coming, I mean, he's there, but he's even coming and you know, all these big major programs are looking for young coaches.
Right.
Somewhere down the road, somebody's going to come calling for Casey, and they're going to throw some money at him that, you know, Lipscomb's going to have a hard time matching.
What is it about Coach Bird that sets him apart?
Well,
because you're a coach. You know, I
know Coach Bird. I mean, and, you know, the thing that Coach Bird does extremely well is – he can take a player, and he'll look at that player in at the high school level and then in the AAU field, and he'll see it, see that child, and he'll say, okay, A, what is the character of that young man? He's not looking at the athleticism first. He's looking at the character. You don't see Belmont players, you know, running into problems both academically and personally. They're good character young men. Then he takes a player, a young man that he knows will fit into his program. And from there, it's all about coaching. And he runs an offense that, you know, is they're going to put up the shots. I mean, they're going to get the shots. The most impressive thing that I ever saw about Coach Bird coaching was the first year they went to the NCAAs, and they ran a 4-out, 1-in, and their tallest player on the floor was 6'6", maybe 6'7".
Is that the year they played Duke?
Yeah, I was at that game.
They had a chance to win it.
I tell you what, that was at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C., and I was there.
They had a shot at the buzzer.
And let me tell you something. We were in that arena. And the entire arena, other than the Duke fans, were pulling for Belmont.
I was screaming, they were standing,
a standing ovation when they came out of the locker room. They got a standing, even the Duke fans cheered for them when they came out of the locker room. They gave everything they had. But what they did was, so how he did that was the one end was whoever the last guard that got down in the court. So that was the end. You had your four guard out. Whoever the one in was had the mismatch. They were guarded by a post player. So, you know, certainly when it went in, they were quicker. They didn't get a lot of offensive rebounds, but offensively they wore teams out because of mismatch. I mean, sometimes size is at a disadvantage.
Oh, I agree.
And you can be slow. And when Belmont shoots the three the way they do, then, you know, they live and die off the three. If they're having a bad night, then they're going to get blown out of the gym. But they don't have a lot of bad nights. And I'll say this for Grayson Murphy. Coach Bird absolutely loves he loves the way Grayson plays. And for all of those, you know, Grayson was a multiple player of the year, Gateway player of the year, Gateway Trophy House player of the year, deservingly so.
At Indy.
And he was fun to watch. The thing that he was really fun to watch was, you know, we saw him in Williamson County. I had an opportunity to see him at the national level playing AAU, and the kid could get it on. He didn't have any fear. It didn't matter if they were a five-star athlete or whatever they were. He had no fear, and his leadership and passing ability is off the charts. His basketball IQ is off the charts.
I agree.
And that's one of the things that Coach Bird loves. He picks players that he knows has high basketball IQ. When they have high basketball IQ, you don't have to do a lot of teaching. You get a lot of these programs, your Kentuckys, and your, you know, I won't say that about Duke, because Duke, even they recruit a little different athlete than
right.
Kentucky. But these one-and-dones that come in, for the most part, Darius Garland that's at Vanderbilt, unfortunately hurt, as he's a different animal. He's got high basketball IQ. He's going to be a one-and-done. The high major recruits, the five stars, a lot of them don't have basketball IQ. They don't have to. They can do – they're so athletic. They're so big. They can do whatever they want to at the high school level. When you get to programs that are practicing 365 days out of the year,
right,
and it's a job, then you got to have some basketball IQ. The NBA, that's where your IQ – I mean, that's where you don't have to have a lot of – you just play the athleticism. That's what Coach Bird and Coach – and Casey's doing the same thing. Casey's taking players – that have high basketball IQ, and then you don't have to teach them a lot. They already know the game. Then it's putting your X's and O's in.
I love watching Garrison Matthew play. I remember the first time he stepped on the floor, on the parquet floor at Franklin. Big, he was about 6'4", 6'5", kind of big gangly, had hair way down his face, and he just kind of had that look, and I thought, he's a freshman, and the first shot he made was from the corner. He was streaky. He was out of control.
Very, very streaky.
But if he got hot, it was Katie barred the door because the kid would just wear you out. And by the way, his grandmother always listened on WAKM. She listened to us when we first started doing the internet. And we always got calls from her. She lived in the Bellevue area. But I always enjoyed watching him. And I told Garrison one time when he was a junior playing football, maybe his junior year, and they were doing a 7-on-7 scrimmage. And I said, and he caught a pass. It was kind of a crossing route. And there was four defensive players that had the angle on him. And he outran them to the goal line. And he kind of flipped the ball to the official. And I was standing in that corner. And I kind of waved to him. And I said, come here, son. I said, when you ever realize how good you really are, you're going to leave the rest of us in the dust. He kind of looked at me crazy, and I said, I'm going to remind you that when you get older. And last year when he came in, now he's 6'5", and he's got his body. You can tell he's working out hard, eating right, taking care of his body. And he says, Mr. Mitchell, you were right. And I said, well, it didn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what you were doing. But the young man's got a lot of God-given talent, and we're just really, really proud of him.
And, you know, that's another kid that has – I had to have multiple off-season surgeries.
Shoulder
and other surgeries as well. So he's played, he's ended the last two seasons injured.
Yep.
He had to have hand surgery, I believe, on one. And then he had something wrong with his leg at one point in time. But
rotator cuff.
You know, it's what people don't understand is it is a full-time job. And, you know, what these kids have to do in the classroom and then perform at the level that they do, hey, it's
hats off
to them.
Hats off, a lot of respect. It's Thursday evening, and it's Thursday evening on WAKM. You know where we are. We're at Clouds Barbecue. It's Coach's Corner, and we've got one of our favorite coaches just pulled in. Unfortunately, Coach Ron Brock is one of his lifelong friends is going to be interviewing him tonight. I'm going to sit back and kind of watch the Battle Royale. It's going to be like Tojo Yamamoto and Jerry Lawler in the middle of the ring here shortly. And I'll let y'all decide which is which. I don't know. But, Coach, glad to have you. Appreciate. I know you got some ladies coming. And Garth, I'll let them have that microphone. And we're not going to let Garth say anything for a while. How's that?
Good luck.
Yeah. I'll start out. We'll pick on Garson. He said he didn't have a microphone. How long have you known him?
Oh, feels like, you know, maybe.
No, it isn't how what it feels like. I know,
like 100 years.
No, I know what it feels like, but no, what?
Let's see, it's been since our boys were about 8 or 9, so it must be, it's pushing 20 years.
That's fantastic. And y'all coached together?
Yes, we did.
At what levels?
Well, he started off coaching my son at.
And you allowed it?
Huh?
And you allowed it?
Well, I didn't know him at the time.
Oh, okay. See, Gar didn't know this was coming.
So he started coaching one of my sons in rec ball. And, of course, I had to go to games and everything, so I was looking across at the guy coaching my son.
You kept thinking, why did he call that play?
Well, no, I didn't worry about that. I mean, he was fiery, and it meant a lot to him, and he was into the game.
He does care, doesn't he? That's the good side. I like that.
And when you find somebody that's fiery and into the game, and you tell they have a love for it,
yeah,
you want them with you.
Amen.
And besides that, his son was a good basketball player.
There you go.
not that that means anything. I didn't have anything to do with that. But then we put together a little AAU team, and Garth was real instrumental in going out and finding the kids and put together a great little AAU team. And we went around the country winning tournaments, and I think we finished third in the nation.
Wow.
YBOA when our boys were like 9 years old.
Really? That's impressive.
Yeah, with a lot of names that people would know probably if we mentioned them, that played on all the high school teams in the area. And just had a great time with the families, and you run into those kids, and they say one of the favorite times in their life was when we were playing AAU ball together and travel ball and the gym rats. If I say gym rats, there's probably a lot of AAU coaches shaking in their shoes because they think we're getting back together or something. But
no, but you call a player a gym rat, that's the highest of compliments.
It is.
That means that kid's not afraid to work. He's there before, during, and after practice. He beats you to the gym, and he will be there long after you've left.
And we had a whole bunch of those.
And that's why they were successful.
Yeah. It was just a great time. And then we kept on going until Garth's son Chance was up into high school, I guess, or getting ready to go into high school. I think we stopped when they were going into high school. We figured it's time for somebody else to yell at them. We've yelled at them long enough.
They weren't listening anymore by then anyway. They probably knew how to complete your sentences, don't you know, wouldn't you imagine?
They probably did. But we just had a great time. It was one of the most fun times coaching them all.
That's good. Garth, I'm going to give you the mic back in a minute, but I'm just going to get started because his voice is also waning. We've both been fighting sore throats and issues like that. I'm on amoxicillin, so I'm no longer infectious. Thank you, doctors. Let me ask this question. Where did you glean? Tell us about it. I don't know if you played. Where did you play? How did you play? And where did you glean the love for basketball? What was it?
Okay. I never did learn to swim. Me and my brother is about 15 months older than I am. When summer hit or we got home from school, it was grab a basketball and go play. We didn't learn to swim. We didn't learn to swim. We didn't learn anything other than we grabbed a basketball and went. And I'm an Army brat, so we moved around a whole lot. And so we'd just go find whoever we could to play. We moved in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, whoa, hotbed of basketball there.
My dad was working for IBM, got a job for IBM, and he said, there's a basketball camp. They're running at this high school right here. Wonder if you want to go. And, of course, basketball, yeah, we're –
Okay, maybe a little.
And I was, believe it or not, at the time I was in the third grade, and you might have thought I was too young to know what was going on, but not me. I knew what was going on. We went in, and there was 8 offer up.
Whoa.
Joe B. Hall.
Oh, my. Okay.
And about 4 or 5 of his players.
You got my attention.
And so we went through the whole week, and it's one of those schools with a stage right at the end of the gym,
and
Adolph Rupp would set up on the stage.
And they're played in those.
Rock back and forth in his chair when something good happened, and Joe B. Hall would be down the court with players. And I think he did it for just one kid because every day at the end of the camp, he would walk this one kid out to the car. He was probably about 6'7" in sixth grade, must have been. and walk him over to the car. And,
I think he was recruiting or anything.
You reckon? And,
no.
Open the door for him and get him in there and say something to the mom and dad, and then he would go his way.
He didn't walk you the car?
Every day, huh?
He didn't walk you the car?
Well, he didn't know how good I was going to be at the time.
I love it.
So, otherwise he might have changed. No, but...
he'd have run you off the first day.
So where did my love of basketball come from? We were... The last day they had a little scrimmage. And so we're out there scrimmaging, and time's about to run out. There's, you know, buzzer's about to go off, and it's a tie game. And I hit what seemed like to me now was like a 30-foot jumper, but it's probably a 5-foot. It's probably a 5-foot jumper.
It's like at a class reunion, the shot or the putt or the touchdown pass always gets a little longer each year.
Right. So it seemed, but it seemed long to me at the time. You know, I'm third grade. I'm a little kid. And I hit the shot. Horn goes off. And I look up at the stage, and Adolph Rupp is rocking back and forth in his chair clapping.
Oh.
Over right there. It was over. It was basketball 24/7 after that. And it never stopped after that.
That sounds like the MasterCard commercial. Dad spends X amount for the clinic, X amount for the new shoes. Game-winning shot, priceless.
We lived right there at the Big Red Mile, right in Lexington. Went to Little Picadome, a Big Picadome Elementary School, and played basketball all the time.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, tell us about your squad this year. I know you've got Faith and Lily Wilkins coming in here shortly, and I'm gonna let Garth have some fun interviewing them. I'm gonna have a few things to throw in, but tell us about your team this year. I mean, and you got some really good players. I know they're growing and each and every week.
Well, we're young. Yeah. We graduated 6 seniors from last year's team.
Yeah, I remember Swy looking at this.
Which last year we looked intimidating walking into a gym. We had several girls that were right at 6 feet tall.
I remember.
And we looked a little intimidating.
They looked down on me when they walked by.
Yeah. No comment. But I mean,
of course, everybody does. But I digress. Go ahead.
But this year we got 6 freshmen to take their place. So the great thing is they're freshmen and they're good. The bad thing is they're freshmen
and they're good
and they're good. It's just getting them to all meld together is the toughest part. When you've got a lot of young kids coming in, especially when somebody throws something new at you.
Right.
Then the experienced team doesn't need even look at you to know what to do. An inexperienced team, and we're not all inexperienced. I've got 3 seniors, but it just throws a wrench into things when you get something you're not ready for.
Well, we've had the pleasure of a couple games last year. Matter of fact, we've got your game tomorrow night.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, we do. It's going to be fun. At Franklin, we're going to have Faith and Lily Wilkins. They're going to be – they're ordering now. They've got their priorities in order because they're going to eat some good Strauss barbecue. Then we're going to get them there. We're going to – see, we feed them first, and then we beat them up later.
Good luck with that.
Well, let's turn the tables here. See, Garth didn't know this was coming. I've been sitting around all day thinking what we could do to have some extra fun. If you were interviewing Garth, what would you ask him about his coaching acumen or his where was his coaching love developed or his play up? Because I mean, I'm sure. I mean, what, 6'2", 6'3"? You've got to be good at something.
You want me to ask him a coaching question?
Yes. I want you to ask, and I want to see his response. Garth, look at me. I'm getting a death stare.
Garth, how did the all the years you spent playing in college help you with your coaching in elementary school?
Well, you know, when you could dunk at my size, you know, and fly over the top of your head, dunking on top of you, it made it easy.
Ooh, I knew it was going to get good.
I mean, for real.
I knew it was going to get good. We're having fun.
I mean, at least now you present yourself presentable, and you not have that long ponytail.
Nothing personal.
Well, that's one thing that our listeners, and I bet you didn't know, is at one time he had a ponytail halfway down his back. But the reason he was doing that is we all gave him a hard time, and he kept growing it because we were giving him a hard time. But he turned it into locks of love, and that's one thing about Ron Brock that most people don't know. he comes across as this grouchy old man, which he is. But
no, she didn't have a mic when he let you say.
But deep down inside, he has a huge heart, and you know, it's hard to interview somebody when you have a lot of respect for him the way I do, Ronnie. And we do go a ways back, you know. And I know for a fact if he called me, or I called him, in a drop of a hat, we'd be there for each other. And we spent a lot of time together, and I know a lot of things about Ronnie. But I will tell you this, and I'll tell you, you know, he's a hard coach. He coaches hard, but he loves his players, and he loves them hard at the same time. And tough love sometimes is not always fun. And, you know, we've seen that together. I did have an opportunity, you know, you asked me a lot of times during a ball game to talk from a coach's perspective.
Yeah.
What I learned
that's
about
the best part about having you there.
What I learned was from Ronnie Braun. You know, we started out, and he asked me to coach, you know, AAU, and I said, well, the only way I'll do it is if you'll do it with me, because I don't know enough to make these kids better. And we started out, and we took a group of young men, and I say young, I mean they were young, and what they could do, he told me, he said, all right, Garth, he said, by the time this season's over with, they're going to be doing things that high school players can't do. And we're talking about 8 and 9 year old kids. Chance was 8. The first kid that I recruited, and I did recruit, was Jabrell McLemore, who played at Franklin.
I remember him.
So we practiced twice a week. We always spent at least 30 minutes of every practice working on fundamentals, and then about an hour on team stuff. And you know, so I started coaching with Ronnie, and I coached the bench. It was one of those relationships that he didn't question me, and I didn't question him. When he took a player out, I coached him on the bench, and I would send a player. I'd do the substitutions. So we had that kind of relationship. Now I get an opportunity to watch him. He's got his son Adam coaching with him. But you know, a lot of the things, and we'll get to this. I know we probably need to take a break. When we get back from the break, I want to get into some things that our listeners and the people of Williamson County need to know about Ronnie Braun and his coaching.
And we are back. It's Stormy Mitchell, and we're coaches. We're having a really good time so far tonight. It's going to just get better and better. Coach Ron Braun, Coach Lady Paige Patriots. Ron, that's your question before the break. I got the desk there for both of them when I asked you, but I said, one word to describe Garth Bolden.
Are you ready?
I'm sitting down. Should I fasten my seatbelt?
No, you're good.
And should we call the FCC and
Well, it's from the first time that I saw him coaching. We've already kind of touched on that.
Right.
But intensity.
Yeah, I agree.
And
that's good. I like that.
And I could define that with Garth in a bunch of different ways, but there's. Just the intensity of wanting to win and wanting things to go right.
We're not home.
but that would be the big word right there is intensity.
I like that,
and it shows up in so many different ways.
Oh, it does, definitely does.
But
more than we'd like.
but mainly it shows up with his. Wanting things to be right and good. And he's intense about that, and that's one of the things I loved about him.
Very good. Garth, your turn, and then we're going to have some fun in a minute. I'm glad the ladies up are eating right now. They look like they're enjoying some barbecue, and they're quiet, and that's good. Garth, one word. I know for you.
I've actually got two, so I'm going to start with the first one.
See, I knew he couldn't do it. I would have won.
First one is brilliant.
I agree.
He, you know, I see Ronnie, and you look at that scientist that's always trying to come up with something that's unique that, you know, only he understands what he's trying to do.
Like a mad scientist?
Well, there were a lot of practices that I had to sit through and watch and coach with him, like trying to figure out what in the world was going through his mind. The second one is student. He constantly is studying the game. And this is something that most people do not take the time to do. Ronnie is basically, and I give Ronnie a hard time, he never works. hadn't worked in years. You know, he calls what he did work, but I call it he showed up, you know, called ISS or whatever he did. I don't really know what all he did, but he retired a few years ago, and he's coaching full-time now. But what he did do in a lot of off-season is he would go across the country. I know he went to California, and we'll get into that. But he would go to college. He would pick particular offenses and defenses that he wanted to learn that he didn't know, and he would go to their camps. Even went and stayed with Coach Meyer at his house, spent time with Coach Meyer. So the second one is student. First one's brilliant. Second one is student.
All right, very good. Pass the mic back. Very good. All right, Ron, who's been the biggest, not the biggest, give me the top three most influential coaches that you've studied, because I think you gleaned something. I know you're going to mention Don Meyer,
yeah.
I would assume. Give me Don Meyer, maybe two, three others, and don't feel – and the good news is we got 5 minutes and before we take our break, and then we'll come back on the last thing.
Well, Don Meyer is just – I mean,
a genius.
Yeah. but more than that, he was just an incredible person. And so I called him, and he was, I mean, he doesn't know me from Adam. And I talked to him and asked him if I can come up there and sit through his practices for a week. He was at North Dakota State in South Dakota, where he wound up his college coaching career.
Did they have a Captain D's up there?
I'm sure they do.
Because that's what he ate. I know that's what he ate all the time.
But anyway, I said, can I come up and sit in your and look through your stuff and you can help me out? And he said, sure, come on up. He said, well, where are you staying? And I said, well, I haven't booked a place yet. And he said, don't do it. You're staying with me and my wife.
Wow.
And so I said, it just blew me away. And so went up there and went through all his stuff. And I use a lot of it in practices to this day. And you can, I mean, they can tell you some of the things, but they don't know it's from Don Meyer.
I think you made all this up.
Yeah, and we were sitting in his office, or not in his office, but in his living room one evening after practice. And I said, what's your biggest takeaway from coaching? And I bet all of his players and everybody that knows him personally could tell you how he would answer that question. And he said, relationships. It's a relationship.
That's what Pete Froden would say, and that's what John Wild would say.
He said that's the main takeaway you get from doing that. Nobody's going to remember the wins, but the relationships you build along the way, like Garth and I have, that are the important things about basketball. So there's one.
I love it.
The other one's Bill Self. For about the last 8 years, I ran his offense and didn't run his defense, but I ran a lot of his offensive stuff. And I would go up there and spend a week leading up to his coach's clinic. But I would go up there and set a week in his practices for a week before that and then add that to it. And he was nice enough to let me come up there and sit and was always cordial to me and answer questions and stuff like that.
And for our listeners, Bill Self is the head coach at the Kansas Jayhawks.
The number one Kansas Jayhawks.
Well, they may be. Well, they got two players from East High School, the Lawson brothers.
Yep.
Are playing for them.
Yeah, they're not number one according to some people, but
top three.
My opinion, they're number one.
There you go.
So then
Garth is disagreeing with you.
Then the next person is who I and Garth mentioned this. I went to California last year because I knew what direction our program was going. It was going away from post players more toward a perimeter player oriented offense, and so I called. And it's just amazing how cordial and nice these college coaches are that have coached in the pros and stuff like that. When somebody that they don't know from Adam calls them and says, hey, can I talk to you about, or can I, and it just blows me away how nice and how much they want to help. So I called Vance Wahlberg. He was with, Calipari. He invented the dribble drive offense. Coached with the Sacramento Kings, just recently, within the past year or two, decided he would go back to his original high school, Clovis West High School in Fresno, and coach, because he's got a bunch of little grandkids. And so I called him and left a message, and I got a call one day. I was sitting in my office, and the phone rang, and I said, hello, and he says, well, this is Vance Wahlberg, and I'm like, I almost couldn't talk. And so he said, yeah, come on down. So I went down there and spent a week in Fresno, followed him around, went to practices with him and morning workouts, and, you know, sat down at Subway and talked about, you know, everything that he was doing, and brought it back, and I'm trying to implement it as best I can.
Think about this. How difficult, and this is a question for after we're going to take a two-minute break. And Jason Tomlin, thank you again for being on the board tonight. How difficult is it to translate what's in their mind to your brain, to your players? Think about that answer. Now, I'm going to give you 2 minutes because that was a loaded question.
AM 950 WAKM Franklin. Available on the radio.net app.
And we are back at Sprouse Barbecue's Coach's Corner on Thursday night, where you can meet a family of four for $15.99. If you're on the way home right now and you're hungry, call 595-0200. That's 595-0200. They'll have your order ready. Go through the drive-thru. You can come through right now, get a free autograph from either Garth Bolden or Coach Ron Brock. Or I'll tell you truthfully, if you ask for mine, I'm going to charge you $5, but it's because the grandbaby needs shoes. But that's another point. Coach, you've got two fine young ladies here. They're sisters.
That's right.
And we're going to have some fun. We're going to ask some sister questions, too. This isn't all about basketball, because we're going to say which one's the messy one, which one's the clean freak, and which one annoys the other one the most. And mom and dad are sitting back there going, mm-hmm. They're going, oh, the mom's shaking her head. She goes, oh, we're going to have a fight here already. It's Sprouse Barbecue. But, hey, I'm the one that stirs the pot. Faith and Lily Wilkins, glad to have you both.
Thank you for having us.
I'm glad to do it. And, Lily, I'm going to let you speak. Get used to speaking.
Hello.
No, I've got to hear. Let's start with you.
There is no way that you can be around that man right there on a daily basis and just say hello, because he never hushes. So you need to do a lot better job than just hello.
Okay, I will.
Garth, you have lost the battle. Lily, do you annoy your sister? Or does she annoy you?
Kind of even, I think.
That's very good. What does she do that annoys you? See, we're gonna talk real personal things here.
She gets mad at me a lot of times. And
why would that be? I mean, you're a great basketball player and you're obviously smart. I mean, why would she have reason to be mad at you?
Sometimes I annoy her. I don't know.
Is that on purpose?
Sometimes.
Good, good, good. Faith, you going to answer these questions? And we got payback right here.
I would say that I probably annoy her more than she annoys me, honestly, because we have a lot of clothes swaps around the house where if something ends up in my pile and I just refuse to give it back.
Oh, I'm seeing. Yes, her sister's biting her lip right now. Look at that look. Oh, Coach, what? Do you have this kind of conversations in practice, or how do you get them off the clothes swap and get them focused on basketball?
Oh, geez. I didn't know it was that intense at home. To tell you the first,
they look really like sweet, really sweet girls, don't they?
Yeah, they are. They're beautiful, sweet girls, but as soon as they step across the line on the basketball court, it all changes. They can be competitive with each other to thinking it's going to go to war,
mm-hmm.
but being on the same team, you know, having that, it just switches. As soon as they're on the same team, then it's let's go kill everybody else.
But I like
as soon
that.
As going up against each other, it's let's kill each other.
I like that.
So it's fun to watch.
Well, we've had the pleasure of watching Faith play last year 2-3 times. I haven't had the privilege of watching Lily. Start with Lily. Tell about some of her strengths and what you're working on, and then we'll start picking on Faith for various reasons today. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to give too much away about Lily because it could be another coach listening. So we'll just say
she's your secret weapon.
She has no left hand. She can't dribble right-handed. she has a hard time shooting. She can't finish at the rim. barely get to the rim.
That was said all about me. I didn't know anybody else was like that.
That being said, the worst thing is defense. So when she's guarding you during a game, just be comfortable bringing the ball down the court because, you know, it's, you know, no. Honestly, that's just somebody else who's listening. She's a freshman and she's starting for us.
Wow.
That should say enough because I don't really start freshmen unless it's forced upon me or I've got to have a need. I don't know if she
that does speak volumes. Seriously, in all seriousness,
she's playing like a senior. As a matter of fact, they had an article in the paper the other day, and they said that she was a senior in the paper, and because they didn't know either, but
really,
but she's plays all summer, plays against some of the greatest competition that in the country. Country. I mean, everybody's got some of the best players from everywhere in there, but she's a good ball player. I think she had 24 points the other night. And
wait a minute, that's 22 more than I scored my entire career. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's because her sister stopped throwing her the ball because she was scoring too much. I mean, she had probably had about 8 or 9 assists, and I think I saw one time she pulled back and didn't throw it to her. But
I'm loving it.
I will say this, Stormy. So
they didn't know they were getting into this, did they?
In the off season, Ronnie and I talk basketball when we get together, play cards. And I will say this about you, Lily. He said this to me. He said, "Garth, just wait. You know how good Faith is." He said, "Her younger sister is a freshman, and you're going to see a lot from her the next 4 years." So coming from that man right there, he rarely compliments. But that is a huge compliment coming from him. So, you know, sitting here being all quiet, you obviously aren't that away on the floor.
Well, I like the quiet ones that sneak up on you that you don't see it coming, right? Right, Coach?
That's true. We're quiet assassins.
I like that. All right. Also, I understand, well, I think we need to get some more important stuff. I understand it's somebody's birthday today. Garth, is it your birthday? No? No. Lily, is it your birthday? Ron, is it yours?
Definitely not mine. I don't have birthdays anymore.
That means the one that's blushing, that would be Miss Faith. Is it your birthday?
Yes, it is.
And what you want to tell listeners how old you are today?
I'm 18 years old, 4 years older than Lily.
I like that. Well, I've been on the air since 2002. I've been doing sports since 2005. We've been doing Strouds for 10 years. And I have never, Johnny Hunley's probably witnessed this, ever brought in my world-famous fudge brownies. But these are for your birthday. Now, Coach, I don't know if she should have them before the game or especially before she goes to bed because there's a lot of chocolate that might keep her awake. But happy birthday. That's from the Mitchell household. Compliment to the sports team. And if you don't like them, you bring them back, and I'll give you a refund.
Well, thank you so much.
So there.
Appreciate that.
So I'll tell you, there's women that have lined up to get that recipe, Garth, I'm just going to tell you. And I don't share it.
Well, you always talk about how good a cook you are. Why don't you cut it open and let us try it?
Well, why don't you go get some plates and we can do that? But no, it's for the birthday girl. It's her decision, whatever she however she wants to do it, you can take it home. You can eat it all by yourself and you go in the closet. Don't
let's,
share it with your
let's
sister.
Get some plates and we can all have some of it.
But I'll let somebody else get some plates and some knives and forks and we'll cut that up and decide if it's any good or not. Congratulations. I understand also that you just signed with Freed Hardeman. You're going to be nope.
Trevecca.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was who was that? The Freed Hardeman. Well, am I bad? Well, Trevecca, you're staying home then.
Yes, I am.
You're going to be playing with Izzy Franco.
I will be, yep. I'm pretty excited about it. It'd be nice to be on her team instead of against her for once.
That's congratulations. I went over 2 weeks ago when Holly Harris played for the Chargers from Huntsville, and I got to watch them play. You're going to love that gym is a nostalgic gym.
Really?
What was it about Trevecca that made you want to sign?
I think it was really just the Christian atmosphere, that just really kind of environment that I want to be in for my college.
You mean you didn't want to go out and get drunk every night and all that kind of stuff?
No, I'll pass on that.
That's good. Yeah, I know her parents. I know her dad's back there going, you know, I got a daughter. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You ought to hear some of the stories my daughter told. You don't want to go there. All right, tell us about your sister. You've played against her, with her. Tell us why. First of all, how cool is it to look up on the court and have your sister next to you?
It's really just one of the coolest feelings ever, because we haven't played together since fifth grade when she was in second. And even back then, you know, we didn't really know what we were doing. We were just kind of running around, just doing whatever the coaches said. But now, having so much experience with basketball and getting to be out there every game and play together, it's just really like an awesome experience, because, you know, we see each other all the time, but we don't really get to share basketball together. It's always against each other when we're working out or something. And one of my favorite things is getting assists to her. I think it's just the coolest thing when you hear the announcer say, like, assists from Wilkin to Wilkin.
Wilkin to Wilkin. I'm like it. We'll doll that one up tomorrow night. And is Lily, are you agreeing with this? Are you buying this? Or is she just trying to be nice because it's her birthday?
It's true. It's really fun. And there's not a lot of assists sometimes because she makes these awesome passes. I just miss it. So,
well,
miss it on purpose, too. Isn't that right?
No. Well, look, be careful of those no-look passes, because I've had a few of those in my life. Neither one of us were looking, and I'll show you the results later. But speak to our listeners. Tell them how cool it is to, first of all, be playing with your sister instead of against her.
Well, in practice, if we're against each other, then she always, like, goes really hard against me, and it's kind of frustrating. So when we're together, it's really pretty cool. So
why do you think she makes it tough on you?
I don't know. Like, she's used to me all the time, and, like, because she's not used to playing against me, she's just, like, around me. So.
Sounds good. Garth, I know you got some questions.
Did Ronnie purposely put you guys against each other in practice?
The rotation switch. So two of the times I'm against her, and one is I'm with her.
So outside of high school basketball, how much time do you guys spend in the gym together?
Well, with travel ball, we're not on the same team, but we go to workouts together, so that's a lot. And we go to the gym and shoot, so I don't know, like – a lot.
Well, I got a tough question. When she goes off to college, who's close? You gonna take hers or yours?
See, I'm gonna.
I thought that was a good question.
I'm gonna take mine in my room and hide it before when she starts packing, so she doesn't take it.
Do both of you play for the team B Wright? Both of you play in that organization. So tell our listeners where you all had an opportunity to travel this year. And who some of the toughest competition that you faced individually? I mean, who you in your age groups? I mean, I guess you probably playing 17U, and you 15U or 14U. All right, tell our listeners where all you guys had an opportunity to go.
This past summer, we went to New Orleans, Louisiana. We went to Atlanta a couple times, Louisville a couple times, and the top junior team, my team, got to even go out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for a tournament at the end of the spring.
What do you glean from these tournaments?
Really, it's just getting the practice, you know, playing against these tough competitors and under these pressure with, like, all the coaches watching. And you really just go out there and you try and do your best and get your team wins. But at the end of the day, it's how much, like, you take away from it personally, because the ultimate goal is to get a college scholarship. So whatever you can take from going out and playing against these girls and these teams is what's going to benefit you the most later on.
Why basketball? Did you play any other sports?
Played all of them when I was younger. But after, whenever I got to middle school, I couldn't keep up with playing all of them and with school at the same time, since it's harder than elementary school. So I chose to focus on basketball, since I pretty much liked that the most, and just stuck with that and decided I'm just going to get better and better at this.
Sounds good. And I apologize. I was thinking of the young lady from Dixon who signed. I had a 65-year-old brain moment. So that does happen. Coach, I was going to ask you some questions. What would be the one word you would use to describe each of these young ladies?
Oh, geez. You give me all these one-word things. That
well, one word ends up being like 10 minutes. So I mean,
can I kind of do it?
Yeah, you can do it
if I need to.
Yeah, no, Al.
Two words.
Well, that's how much time we got left. Just a phrase or thought.
With Faith, I'm just gonna say she's a competitor. She just hates to not be perfect. And that's a good thing because she's always striving to be perfect in everything that's going on. And I love the way she's matured over the last 4 years, being a competitor and taking on leadership role in our team. But her competitive spirit is unmatched. She wins loose balls. She fills up our stat sheet. You got all those columns going across there, and you get at the end of the game, and it's full going across through there.
I love it.
So yeah, she's a competitor, even in practice. And sometimes you need to challenge her a little bit, and then you can see it click on when she decides that it's time to go. It's war.
You don't have to push that button often, do you?
No, not during the game. Not during the game. Sometimes practice. Sometimes she might
practice.
Get a little.
We're talking about practice.
Right. But she might get a little, but as soon as the it comes time to win or she gets a little bit mad, then you can just give me the ball. Give me the ball.
I saw the look last year.
Just one. Well, there was a day in practice the other day, and I think one of her little teams was either that we put her on that day was losing or something like that, or something made her mad, and it seems like I remember hearing her say, "Give me the ball, give me the ball," and she just. Barrel through everybody getting to the show. I mean, it was pretty fierce. But I'd say competitor.
Very good. And Lily?
Lily, I'm going to use the two words. I'm going to use Garth's two words. And I already used them once. And I just call her Smooth Assassin. She's a sweet little girl. She looks like she just walked over from the middle school.
Yeah. Sweet little SOL girl.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll stab you in the back on the basketball
court.
Oh,
no, Lord. Jeez. nobody wants to guard her in practice.
I love it.
Because she makes them look foolish.
That's good.
But the thing that impressed me most was her defense. You can't stop her from going to the basket. If you try, she's going to knock down a three. And if you steal the ball from her, you're in trouble. So, I mean.
You'll regret that later on.
Yeah, but because she's going to take it back. So the part that's impressed me most about her defense, but she's just a nice little girl. You wouldn't think it, but then the ball goes up and people are going, "What in the heck?"
What we're doing something a little unusual. For the first time in 10 years of Stroud, we have a recipient of having some birthday, of a kind of a birthday fudge. World-famous fudge brownies, and right now they can't talk, Garth, because they've got a mouthful of my brownies. And it's really a wonderful sight to see people enjoying those. So Faith, the birthday girl, did my brownies pass?
I'd say they're a solid 10 out of 10.
All right. Mr. Lilly, I need your opinion. I got to be back 1,000 tonight. Or, I've got low self-esteem. You know how it is.
They're really good. I like them.
Okay, very good. Okay, if y'all stayed awake, if these keep you awake all night, I'll pop. In advance. Mom, I apologize if they keep them up too long, but hopefully not. Coach, you ran them hard in practice. I'm sure they'll burn this off in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
In your opinion?
Oh, that's really good. I'm a nuts guy.
Oh, well, yeah, but some people can't have nuts, so.
Yeah, yeah, but I like them.
Okay, very good. Garth. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Garth with a mouthful.
That's first of all, you're already nutty, so that's why you're on nuts. Anyway, they're pretty good, Stormy, but you should have brought some ice cream with it.
Oh, anyway. You and my oldest son. Dad, where's
some vanilla ice cream, a little microwave heated up, it'd be pretty good. So I expect tomorrow night, bring some more with ice cream. Michelle, Johnny, myself, we're going to eat while you're on the air right there at that nice scorer's table, and we're going to just sit there and eat in front of you.
Ron,
and make you eat your heart
Ron,
out.
How long has he been delusional? Yeah.
Ever since I've been around him,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I was good.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So, Lily, you're still new to the Page program. I'm going to ask Faith this. by the way, Gateway Player of the Week last year.
That's right.
How many offensive sets do you know that he has taught you and can call and run in a game?
Well, we had a lot the past 3 years, but since we completely changed our offense this year, probably wouldn't be able to recall as many as I would have last year. But I'd say that if he called maybe 10 or 15, I could probably remember them and run them. But this year, we don't really have any. It's more just quick little little motions to get us into.
Garth is on radio. We can't see. He's doing a hand signal. That translates to radio real well. Wait. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. All right, Faith, go ahead.
Oh. But this year, since we changed our offense, we have more just quick little motions to get us into our dribble drive so that we can kind of work off what's given to us.
They're not really quick hitters. They're designed to be bad, because I don't really necessarily want them scoring on the first time they touch the ball. So if my play's bad, then they've got to work to score instead of just one shot and score. So they're really not designed to get them wide open to the basket. It's designed to get the offense going and to get a little movement in the offense, and the offense is designed to score.
I like that. All right, Faith, I'm going to ask you and Lily the same question. Give me, and I'll do this one-word scenario, thought process. What's the one thing that you've gleaned, the best thing you've gleaned from Coach Brock in your 4 years with him, or a word to describe him besides ends? And he's not going to make you run extra sprints.
I'd say a word to describe Coach Brock is just clever, because he knows a lot of really important details and stuff to get us going in a game, and in special scenarios, he's very smart with plays to get us easy basket, and can really learn a lot from watching other teams and help us out a lot. So,
and
really,
it's clever because he's a student of the game. That's what Garth said. Very good. And without knocking the plates over, Lily, I'll let you answer that question. Well, I know she's only had 1 year, but just your initial impression while Faith works on those brownies again. Good.
First week, I was really confused. It's just a lot to take in, you know, and
That's good. I mean, because if it's overwhelming to you, imagine the defensive coach on the other side of the floor going, what did they just do?
Yeah.
I think, no, that's how I translate it.
Well, when we were running that plays and stuff, I wouldn't know what to do.
Welcome to the club. That's why I'm in broadcasting and never played, but that's good. I understand.
There's a lot for a young player to take in with what we're doing, because we're running, it's a complicated thing, but it's not complicated. It's a simple, complicated thing. So
now I'm confused.
Well, you there? Lily was right.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. All right, well, we got about 2 minutes. First of all, what are you going to study at Trevecca? What would you like to study? What are your plans after? Let's say you play 4 years. Then what?
Well, I plan to go into physical therapy. So at Trevecca, they have a really good physical therapy program.
Shoulders, knees, yeah. All right.
So I hope to get enrolled in that program. And then after I graduate with my undergrad, go to a physical therapy program at another school around here.
Sounds great. Ms. Lily, what are you studying? What would you? I mean, it's a little early yet. A little pressure on there. But what are some of your favorite subjects?
I like math, so maybe something like engineering, maybe.
Very good. Well, I'm Garth, first of all, impressed, and I would pass the mic back to Ron, but he's got a big mouthful of brownies. But that's good. Garth, ask one last question. You get the last volley here. You get the last salvo of questions, and make it quick.
Well, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna ask questions. I'm gonna go out, finish it up by just saying, it's been an honor to interview you tonight, Faith, a Gateway Player of the Week from last year. I wish you the best of luck going on to Trevecca. You're going to do well. I know you will. Coach Brock thinks so highly of you. You have made a tremendous difference to their program at Page High School. Lily, it's going to be a joy watching you the next 4 years. Ronnie, I love you. Good luck tomorrow night. I'm going to sit there and watch you. I remember a lot of times I was sitting on the bench with you. So good luck. It's going to be fun tomorrow night. And I know you guys will take Franklin to the court.
And I'm gonna bring tissues for Garth when he gets emotional tomorrow night.
Oh no, I won't get emotional tomorrow night. I'll be fiery like that, and I'll be intense because we got a deep friendship.
And everybody needs to come out and watch this game. This is gonna be a battle. Girls basketball has come a long way. It's gonna be intense. fit and fast and competitive and physical.
And fun.
And fun. And a lot of these kids know each other, so it's going to be a great night for basketball.
Best $5 you'll spend this week, tomorrow night at Franklin High School. Girls tip-off at 6 a.m., boys 6:30 to 7:30. I'll get it right for Darth Bolin, for Jason Tomlin, for Coach Ron Brock Faith. And Lily, I just went blank. Lily Wilkins, the birthday girl, Miss Faith here. Congratulations on being 18. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Coach's Corner. And we'll be on tomorrow night, 5:45. Y'all tune in. Good night, and God bless.